All right. I'm late. I'm late for an important date with you, the internet. How's it going? It's Dave here on the Daily Podcast for this Thursday, January 24th. My apologies. We had a big, fat meeting with upper management about our new studios, which are being put in upstairs. It's a massive project, and we wanted to make sure if we're getting a new studio, we're not missing out on any of our bells and whistles that we need to entertain the masses on a daily basis. So, hopefully we're winning that battle. We'll see. Stay tuned and find out. You'll be able to hear in John's voice how that goes. Today on the show, we talked something rather salacious between me and Steve to start things out. We mocked these Saints fans for being whiners enough already. Bad calls happen all the time. We're sick of your sobbing. We also touched on Milwaukee sports fans. And something that McDonald's is doing that is sure to please anyone who's a meat lover. John tried to depress Steve and I with a new study about penis size. And speaking of dumb topics, we rounded up the dumbest people in the history of social media posts and shared their stupidity because it needed to be heard, and it made us feel much better about our intellect. And speaking of intellect, or rather a spastic one, comedian Todd Glass joined us in studio, and it all sounded like this. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
One or 2.9. Sorry about that. What the hell was that?
I'm trying to push my coat behind my little cubby, my snack cubby here.
All right.
And I hit the basket.
Okay. All right. Well, 56 degrees outside. Thank you.
Just to finish
there
it.
All right. Cloudy, windy, heavy rain today. Temperature getting up to 60 degrees. So basically 4 more degrees higher than it is right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we come in here every morning. We set up to do the show and I'll go on the air and the guys will be waiting to, you know, for this break to happen. But this morning, these two did the gayest thing.
Wrong.
I have ever seen happen in this studio.
That's incorrect.
They were comparing banana Kissing. Size. They were comparing banana size.
We had a peeling contest.
They did. Right. They were standing. I'm on the air talking, and these two are lining up their bananas next to each other.
We were docking with our bananas.
Well, listen, it's not every day I come in and I'm rocking some girthy banana, and I had to put it up against Dave's thin banana.
I come in with fruit in the morning. You come in with a banana or an apple or something like that. Dave comes in with a grocery store.
I do. I have Whole Foods behind me.
Right? He literally has a snack cubby here in the studio.
You heard it when we came on.
Yeah. This morning right now, there's oranges in there.
A banana.
Right, there's a banana.
Right, you got a
Planters snack mix.
Velveeta. Is that a breakfast biscuit in there?
Yeah, it is.
Breakfast biscuit.
Steve's old commercials inspired me.
I know.
And that's only for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Once we get off the air, there's a whole nother array
of popcorn
food.
Listen, John. Right. It's never a bad idea to prep.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When the S hits the fan, I got your back.
You and your thin banana.
That's right.
We'll live on that for maybe an hour.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
With the Super Bowl upon us, mm-hmm. all right, and more than likely everybody's heard the stories about what's going on in New Orleans. There are people putting up electronic billboards in Atlanta saying, right. we was robbed and all of that. There are two different lawsuits going on trying to sue the commissioner and the league to overturn what happened.
Get over it. You lost.
Yeah. Who's whining?
Yeah. Move on.
What's Saints that? Fans or Vikings
I'm
fans?
I'm starting to get sick of the Saints fans, like more so than Cowboys fans.
Well, there's never been a blatant robbery like there was. Like
yeah,
this.
Well, that's a good point.
Beat a team down more than you did then.
Yeah, you know. So in New Orleans next weekend, mm-hmm. They'll be showing the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The one from, what was it, 2010?
Oh, when they won.
Yeah.
When they won.
Bars and restaurants all over New Orleans are planning on, on showing Super Bowl 44. By the way, spoiler alert, New Orleans wins.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
Kind of pathetic.
I mean, but you wouldn't need a sitter.
What do you mean?
Because all the crybabies will be in a bar.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. Did you come up with that overnight? Or?
Right there on the spot. I'm a regular Todd Glass.
Yeah. The John DeBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No!
MGK.
As long as we're talking about ticked off fans, let me shift sports and talk about other ticked off fans, and they happen to be Brewers fans. You hear what's going on with the Brewers?
I have not.
No, what happened? Right.
Well, you know Miller Park, where the Brewers play? Right. Well, the naming rights are running out on it.
Okay.
Right? Years ago, a $40 million deal was put up for naming rights, and now those naming rights are over with, and someone else has come along to name the park. And the people in Minneapolis are not keen with the new name, all right? Because they like, you know, the idea of Miller, you know,
Milwaukee
Brew, I'm sorry, all right, you know, that you know, it's the brew capital of America, right? You know, and they're the Brewers, right? So the people wanted to stay, you know, Miller Park.
Right. It's so what is it? Sake Company?
Give me some cheese or something.
American Family Insurance Park.
Boring.
Come on.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's go over to American. It's like we've reduced it down to the bank. We're going to the bank and see the game. All right. What will they reduce this down to?
What is it, the full name?
American Family Insurance Park.
There's a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense when you're involving alcohol that insurance comes up.
It has the same ring as a sock falling on a rug.
it's not good.
It's terrible.
It is really bad.
All right? I mean, these people are dick. They want to go to American Family Insurance Park.
Well, just tell them, get over it. Listen, we've had like 17 names for the Wells Fargo Center.
That's true.
Since it opened 20 years ago.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So we need to talk about the most important food item on the planet, and of course that is
the bacon.
McDonald's has finally noticed that bacon is very popular.
Sure.
All right. So they've decided that they're going to start rolling out, you know, bacon cheese fries, Big Macs, and quarter pounders with bacon on top. But for 1 hour next week, right, they're not going to stop there. Next Tuesday between 4 and 5 p.m., you could go to McDonald's and add two half pieces of bacon to anything on their menu.
Wow.
Right? So they're calling it the bacon hour, right? You want a Filet-O-Fish with bacon? They'll do it.
Sounds
you want
good.
McNuggets with bacon? They'll hot fudge sundae with bacon. Yep, nothing like bacon and chocolate.
Throw it in my milkshake. Right. What the hell?
Crumbled bacon on a vanilla milkshake.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Fruit and yogurt bacon parfait?
Oh, wow.
might be.
My son's apple slices.
There you go.
Let's get crazy.
With bacon.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Lady and gentlemen, Cindy, you obviously having daughters didn't go through this, but the boys, right, your sons,
right.
All right, both 2 years old now, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty, okay. And at what point did they, and this happens to all boys, did they discover Mr. Happy? At what point did Mr. Hootie Ho become like part of their life?
It's fairly early.
Yeah, a little after one, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you start having to wash it.
Right.
For them.
Right.
And you point it out.
Right.
For us, it's always.
Didn't you recently catch him like running around the house hanging
hands
out?
Hands in his diaper.
Yeah, he's doing Al Bundy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But now the reason why I'm bringing this up is I have some science for you.
Okay.
All right.
It's always handy.
That they don't have to worry about, but you two do.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for this, then? As amazed as they are with their little hootie-hoo, all right, it's just a fact of life that this happens to boys, but it only takes one urologist to put a damper on it all, and the man who threw the cold water on this is Dr. Jamin Brambrot. That's it. All right. Once you hit your 30s, your hootie-hoo starts to get smaller.
Well, Christ, I might disappear in 5 years.
Let's track Steve. He just reached his 30s.
Right, that's it. All right, yeah, Dave's already in.
We're already comparing banana size this morning.
I don't have to worry about it anymore. With my eyesight, I can't even see the damn thing. It's not like anybody's going to use it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Now, this started the other day. I mentioned this yesterday, and I said I found a site that had, hands down, the dumbest people on the internet. I'm just the absolute dumbest people out there. And I told you guys that someone had asked the question, and someone had posted this, and this is what led me to the site, right? If you're having triplets, do you have to wait 27 months?
At least their math's good.
Right. Yeah. You know. So,
that's a good point, Dave.
Yeah.
They did get the math right.
Yeah, they got the math right. Okay. They did get the math right. So I went to the site to start to see this. And what I found on the site was these were either Facebook postings, tweets, things like that, that people had posted up because they could not believe the level of stupidity that actually came from somebody they knew.
Sure.
So these are hands down the 10 dumbest people on the internet. All right, you ready? We have no names on these because they've all been crossed out by whoever posted them. First one, somebody tried to tell me there was 50 states in America. Nuh-uh, because a scientist found out that Pluto doesn't exist. We only got 49, dumbass.
Wow. No, this one starts off all right because I use this also. I actually used it the other day, my wife. Yeah. I'm a stay a virgin for life. I want to set a good example for my son.
He was adopted.
I don't think it works that way.
All right.
What the F is Obama's last name? Does anyone know? That's amazing.
I want to go back to calling the presidents by their initials. All right. This one. Oh, I actually have a name on this one. This person calls himself Freak Geek. All right. I want my first daughter to be a girl.
Oh, boy. Just found out that my birthday is the same day as when I was born. Life is crazy. Ha ha.
Come on. That can't be real.
Do we know how old these people are? Like what generation they're in?
They're
I don't want to know.
No, that's true.
I want to stay ignorant.
What do you got?
Jack actually says, why do the women never have to take a DNA test to see if it's theirs?
Have a seat.
See that big lump?
Sit down, Jack.
Now, this one, look, there's a gay comment in here. This is not us making a comment. We're just reading what was said. Rosetta Stone did not sit on that bus for you gays to be asking for equal rights. Rosetta Stone, not to be confused with Rosa Parks. Rosetta Stone.
Wow.
So hopefully.
She was a gay rights activist. I didn't know that.
While she was on the bus, she was teaching French.
Really? Yes. Oh, we're all learning today.
Can your baby get pregnant if you have sex while pregnant? Now that is an age-old question, guys.
It's very meta. LOL just found a phone from the 90s with a hashtag. Twitter wasn't even invented then. Why did they need a hashtag, LOL?
And lastly this morning, I'm sick of the U.S. government. I'm moving to California. F the USA. Really? Really? Sure you don't want to consider New York?
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Todd Glass is going to be appearing. For some reason, he decided to hum while I was talking. But Todd Glass is going to be appearing tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at Helium Comedy Club. And you get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It's an evening of really spectacular humming that will be going on stage with Philadelphia's own Todd Glass. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, John?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Uh-huh. I feel great. I got in last night. Yeah. Just so people know when I reference this, so I do have the band with me.
Uh-huh.
I have three band members. Actually, Steve's right over there. He's going to be on the guitar tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got in the night early last night.
Right.
And I asked a few of them, I go, what do you want to do? Do you want to go? We'll do both. We're going to get a cheesesteak.
Okay.
I'm not going to say where we went because then people get upset.
You can't go there. You got to go to this place. It's, 30
minutes away. Or Wawa. So we decided Wawa last night.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I got an Italian hoagie.
Right.
Nice. But I don't know if I can explain this, but so then I got two soft pretzels. Now, I want to cut the soft pretzel long way, bread.
Right.
But they wouldn't do it there, and sometimes it's hard unless you have a really good serrated knife because you got to put, you got to really cut it. I did once because I wanted to have soft pretzels.
Right. Are we just going to talk food today?
When did the jokes start?
I'm so hungry.
By the way, hey, they already started. It shows what he knows. Just because I'm not going, hey, did you ever notice? The object is to entertain people, and people are entertained. He said, no, but I don't hear a traditional joke yet. You think that people people in the car are going to be enjoying this?
Tell me a knock-knock joke.
Yeah, what do you want to hear? No, I know you don't want knock-knock, but you're expecting something like, okay, enough with the food, John. Now let's get to our jokes. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Did you ever notice these people that don't cut their toenails? Why don't you just go die? I really do feel that way. I see a gross toenail. I go, get what is, especially when you're a certain age. You know, we all learn things as we get older. You know, I was probably, you know, a certain age when someone taught me, hey, Todd, when you have to sneeze, sneeze into your shirt. You know what I mean? Right. Like lift your shirt if you can or put your arm. I didn't know.
If you don't have a handkerchief or.
If you don't have a handkerchief or something.
Or a hand.
You know, well, sneeze into your hand. I saw a guy sneeze into his hand the other day. Right into his hand. Blech. Really? Are you going to shake someone's hand with that, you gross pig?
You know, he was a surgeon.
But anyway, but the pretzel, the whole thing.
This was what it was like for the people who were in the lifeboats when the Titanic was going down. They're just watching it, just watching them die.
By the way, speaking of the Titanic, remember the band that had to play while the ship was going down?
Yeah.
That must have been the meanest cruise director in the world. The whole ship's going down. These guys, two guys on a violin and a guy with a flute. He's like, keep playing. It calms people. Right.
Nearer my God to thee. That's the song they play.
Oh, that's as they were all going down?
Yes, they're all going down. And because I'm a history junkie, they chose to do it.
Oh, they
the
chose.
Band chose to
well,
do
well, they know what good for them.
Yeah.
They chose to
they
do that.
They chose to stay on the boat.
Not me. I'm afraid I'd find out how brave. I hope I'm a brave person, but I don't know if, to me, if there's ever a situation where I have to prove if I'm brave, I'll just be like, everybody out of the way! Out of the way, kids! Out of the way, your teacher's got to get out of here! Out of the way! Out of the way, your teacher's got to get out of here! Your teacher's got to get out of here! It's not that I don't care about you kids, it's that I got other students, you know?
Okay. He left the studio.
That ends that.
By the way, did you notice that even when he was off mic, he was equally as loud as on mic?
I know how to project. We could hear you humming when you came on.
Mamma mia!
So anyway, I thought of a new idea.
Okay.
What about, you like cheesecake, John?
Yeah, I love cheesecake.
Me too, you like cheesecake?
Who doesn't like cheesecake?
By the way, do you like cheese steaks?
Of course.
We all like cheesecake. What about cheesecake steak?
Now you lost me.
That is
I'm actually in. I might be in.
Okay, you take a roll.
No.
John's done with your concoctions.
No, enough with the Food Network.
No.
You're all over the place.
I know. This is the only place I can be.
Yeah, it's true, too.
I can't drive down the street like I want to drive. I'm like, oh, But now I'm just touring all around, having a good time. I do impersonations in my act now. If you want
to do impersonations?
Oh, sure. I do anybody you ask.
Anybody.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Anybody you ask.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Hey, you look at him, come over there and get you in my feet. I don't do impersonations.
Oh, we know.
Cut your nails.
I like the way you honestly admit to the fact
that you guys didn't know. I feel good. I feel like I'm in my fighting weight.
You really
I just
do
feel like going
good.
Like this on stage.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm ready to perform.
Right. Uh-huh.
When even the 30 pounds or the 15 at times, it was like it just weighs you down.
Right. Now, does the band go with you everywhere or only on select gigs?
I have one person that is traveling to most of the shows now. That makes my life so much easier.
Right.
Because then somehow.
Just like today, you wouldn't have to do any jokes.
Boom!
Todd Glass, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, all at Helium Comedy Club. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is always good to see you, even now that there's less of you.
Thank you very much.
When are you coming back? Thanksgiving?
No, I'll be back once in the summer.
Once in the summer?
Sometimes I'll go up and do the comedy cabaret, like, you know, like I do Helium every single year. Sometimes mid-year, I'll go up to the comedy cabaret in Doylestown, do something there.
Okay. You know, all right. Well, Todd Glass, our guest, thank you so much for being here. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.